This is Kim Dumain, Dr. Peeble's message on the war in Israel, October 15th, 2023. God bless you, Dr. Peeble's here. Welcome, dear friends. Of course, this is not a happy time at all as we see war breaking out once more on our blessed Mother Earth. Now, indeed, this has been brewing for quite some time. And again, as we have mentioned to some of you in the past, well, you have heard us talk about this conflict between these two parties, yes, the Palestinians and the Israelis. This has been going on for thousands of years under different names, different planets, different disguises. But of course, it is something that continues to be indeed a problem for all involved, continues to be an issue not only for these two, but also for many neighboring nations and indeed the entire planet. For as you are moving more and more into that deeper understanding that we are all connected, that it is beginning to be understood. It is not just a Middle East problem. It is not just a conflict within these two nations, these two people. But indeed, it affects everyone, everything on the planet. Now, of course, you would have thought that after Russia and Ukraine, as well as so many other conflicts that you're not hearing about on your evening news, would have brought to light, yes, the futility, the uselessness of such wars, of such fights and conflicts, such needless bloodshed indeed. But it continues until humanity will finally wake up to the truth indeed that all life is indeed sacred. All life is indeed just as important one as another, no matter where you are from, no matter the color of your skin. Now, of course, there is no excuse at all for the bloodshed, no matter who is doing it at all. Two wrongs will never make it right. So we are seeing at this time, unfortunately, a need to defend oneself, and we are not judging here one side or the other. Although, of course, the needless attack on innocent Israelis is, of course, considered, yes, wrong. But we want others to understand that this has been a long-standing issue and that there have been a build-up, yes, and a tremendous build-up of resentment, of anger by certain parties, of course. It has created these extremist groups that has created, yes, indeed, the needless need for battle, for a fight to occur. Now, of course, these extremist groups are out, yes, for blood. They are out for, indeed, bloodshed. They are out to be recognized, to get the attention worldwide. But, of course, it is not right action, and we would never, ever condone such violence against another human, no matter what the cause. Now, of course, Israel, although many are saying we stand by Israel and they have the right to defend themselves, if they are perpetrators of the needless violence against the Palestinian civilian population, well, is that in right action? We ask all of you to consider that for yourself. There must be peace, dear friends. There must be a resolution that does not involve destroying cities, destroying innocent lives, creating even more of a refugee problem than there already is in so many countries across your planet, indeed. Calmer minds must prevail. There must be pressure from the outside, outside of Israel, outside of the Palestinians, to force those to come to a resolution, must come to an agreement that all land is, of course, not one or the others. No human being, no country truly owns the land of Mother Earth. Why can there not be more of a mutual understanding that there is land that can be shared, There can be, indeed, allocations that are, indeed, reasonable to all, instead of this greedy arrogance that says one can own another, one can force another into refugee camps, into squalor, into poverty. This is not in right action, no matter who the parties are, no matter who started what first. It has come to a point in Earth's history where mankind, womankind, must sit down with each other and find new ways to create peace in this world, new ways for there to be a win-win situation once and for all, and not think that one must be right and another must suffer indeed. It is creating these power struggles. It is creating even corruption in the governments where power is indeed revered more than human life. Indeed, everyone deserves a homeland. Everyone indeed's needs should be met. It is not meant to be such a huge imbalance of power, resources, land, even the basic necessities of food, water, power, electricity. Goodness gracious, you cannot just continue to think that bombing innocent people is in right action. It is not. It must stop. So indeed, we would hope that others in other countries will convince, yes, even the Israelis, to find another way to bring about the peace, to stop the bloodshed, for it will continue and can indeed potentially rise into an unnecessary world war. We do believe there are the seeds there, as our dear friend who has requested this session is seeing. There is a seeds here to wake up more and more of mankind, to help them see that this needn't go on like this. This is happening, of course, in other countries and is much less publicized. But now it is creating a tailspin of fear, anxiety, worry, anger in the hearts of so many earthlings. Now it is starting to indeed split humanity, where one is saying, well, we're for the Palestinians, while the others are saying, we stand by the Israelis at all costs. Now, indeed, we say once more to all of you to think about the consequences of retaliation. Has humanity not learned anything throughout the ages? And, of course, this is not just an Earth problem, for it has gone on many other planetary systems, other galaxies. Your space brothers and sisters, the Galactic Federation, is quite aware of these issues and how it must indeed be uplifted to change the minds, the hearts, the spirits of those living on Earth at this time, to help them realize that there is a higher way, that it does not have to indeed be an outright war of fighting, of hatred, of anger, despair. The consequences are too great. The potential for innocents, children, women, people who have nothing to do with the fights of men, will pay. It is not fair to them. It is not fair to Mother Earth that this continue. So we would ask all of you to begin to breathe the energies of peace in your own hearts. Do not allow, yes, the ramblings, the fears, the anger of others to generate even more fear and anger. It can indeed start with you desiring, believing that peace is possible. So many of you have lost faith, have lost hope that there could ever be peace on Earth. We have seen that within your hearts. We have felt the fear in your souls of how this could even impact other countries, whether it is United States, whether it is in Asia or Africa or neighboring countries to this conflict in the Middle East. It does not have to go that way. Will all of you who hear our words begin to imagine a world where men and women alike are sitting down to resolve their differences, They are coming up with new patterns of energy, new ways indeed, new treaties, resolutions, agreements that will serve the needs of all concerned. Now, of course, the extremist groups, Hamas, that just want to kill, just want to strike out in their anger, can never indeed be accepted as part of that reality. But indeed, instead of just bombing indiscriminately and destroying lands and homes, there must be another way. And of course there is, if mankind will not react so quickly and in anger, but sit down and open themselves to this God within them, spirit, and know that there are many different options that can be employed to not only deal with the hostage situations, to not only deal with the impending disaster, the humanitarian crisis that is rapidly approaching as a very real and unnecessary reality, so that we can avoid more bloodshed. We can avoid, yes, the needless suffering that is already starting. But it's not only going to affect Israel and Palestine, but it is going to affect the neighboring countries, even far countries from this area, that will need to help to deal with the refugees. Financial burdens, resources, goodness gracious, how long can this go on the planet? We urge all of you, even if you feel you have no power, and of course that must change as well. Well, yes, even the common human being who is witnessing these atrocities will wake up and see you have power to put pressure on your leaders. You have voices to speak up, not in violence, not in needless protests, but sharing your ideas, putting forth, yes, an effort to create the opening for many, many probable realities other than war and bloodshed. Now many will say, oh, well, this has been prophesied. Goodness gracious, dear friends, you have power, you have free will. You can create other endings other than this one. Open indeed to, yes, God within. Open to your creative spirits that are there awaiting your call, so that you will be able to see there are ideas, there is power, not necessarily even from those that you would expect. It doesn't need to take an expert or indeed a military leader or a prime minister or president to come up with these ideas. We want all of you to realize the power within you, starting with your thinking process. Are you reacting to this in horror? Are you once more, as you have done often in the past, as these situations have arisen, where you are quick to blame, quick to react, quick to feel the anxiety, the heartbreak and energy, such as our dear friend who has requested this session? Instead, will you move more into your creative spirit? And to realize the resolutions are already there, if you can call them to this world, if you can bring them through even your own being. And that way, an energy of peace will have an opportunity to take place, to hold more strongly and to build in its power, and then allow that energy to spread. Will you not forget the power of your thoughts, of your imagination, so that you can visualize peace in this region? And then don't stop there, dear friends. This is not just a Middle East problem. Let us take that same energy to all parts of your planet, to Ukraine and Russia, to Asia, to indeed Africa, to the issues, of course, in South America and Mexico. And let's not forget the United States, who is hardly united at all right now. And to realize the power that each of you have within you, the seed that is germinating out of need and desire for a peaceful, harmonious world. Do not think for a moment that you must accept the reality of war, of violence, of death of innocence. Now, now, you cannot accept that anymore. And it is time for you to come together in a different attitude, where you are saying clearly that retaliation of the Israelis doesn't need to go so far. Now it is one thing to defend yourself, another to destroy an entire community. They are asking in many ways what is considered impossible. They are saying, of course, well, we're giving the Palestinians a chance to evacuate. But as many has already said and communicated, that is quite an impossible feat for many. It is not only hard for them when there's nowhere to go and they are being blocked by all parties, including Hamas, but there are many who simply cannot physically move or evacuate. It is time for the hearts of mankind to open to all and to help this war be defeated before it even really starts, so that there is a chance to look at other ways to deal with these issues. Now, of course, Hamas and other extremist terrorist groups must be stopped. But indeed, you cannot fight war with war. You cannot fight negativity with more negativity. It just grows. It becomes stronger and it becomes out of control. You have seen that before in the needless wars that have happened on this planet. Now, of course, there are forces that must be dealt with and looked at. There is the arrogance, not only of what you would call the bad guys, but the good guys. So that nothing is indeed being used as an excuse to kill others. All lives are sacred. All lives are indeed to be held in the highest of esteem. Even if you would say, well, they killed us, so we should kill them. What does that make you any better than them? There must be other ways to bring about justice, to bring about a world where right action reigns, where the hearts are aligned more with peace, with love, with a need for balance than there is in retaliation, striking against those, and indeed living in a state of anger and fear. No matter how you look at it, you will be vibrating at a very low frequency, which will not bring about the results. It will only bring about more anger, more bloodshed. Now, as we are looking at the parties involved in this latest conflict, we are seeing there is fault on both sides indeed, and that there have been ongoing issues and problems that have not been resolved in a proper way. The land must be shared. The land must be divided so all have a homeland. All feel safe and secure and are allowed to grow to live their experiences on earth in peace. That can be achieved. Do you all believe that? Are you too busy taking sides and saying they're wrong, they're right? That won't get you anywhere. And again, we reiterate, we never believe that it is in right action for needless violence. So what has occurred indeed as this began, this conflict, is never, of course, can be approved of in any way, the killing of needless people. Now, we do remind you that there are no accidents, that it would seem, of course, that it is a terrible atrocity that these people lost their lives, but we remind you there is no death. They live on, and in many ways it was their time, even if they weren't consciously aware of it at the time. So, what has been suggested by our dear friend, that there were those who sacrificed their lives to make a point, to show that this must change on earth, that there are other ways. They need to be sent your love, your blessing, your gratitude for their willingness indeed to sacrifice themselves, their lives. But indeed, their lives live on. They will continue to work, yes, with us on this side to create peace. But we cannot do it alone, dear friends. So we implore each of you to utilize the power you have with your beliefs, with your thoughts. How are you focusing your power? Are you using your voice to share your thoughts? Again, not in anger, not in proving that one is right, one is wrong, but searching for answers to once and for all resolve this thousand and thousand year old conflict that has gone on too long. No one wants to see this to continue. There is no power, grace in vengeance or in retaliation on either side indeed. So indeed, dear friends, open your own hearts. Realize that you have the power to create peace, to have an opening. Yes, indeed, for peace even to take hold. And that way, you will help us here that are working for it. Yes, in the spirit realms, you will help those in physical that are trying to create an atmosphere, an environment where peace can indeed be fostered and nurtured into reality. Your energies can help or hinder by how you choose to react. More and more, we've been trying to tell you all along, no matter where you are, no matter who you think you are, what power you think you have the ability to make a difference, a meaningful difference in this world, even in those parts of this world that you say, I can't do anything about that. No, that's the other side of the world. Well, that is simply not true. If all would indeed gather together and declare peace as their priority on this planet, if you would join together and hold that thought, you will find peace on this planet eventually. Those energies that are determined to live in a way that harms, hurts, or kills others would be rooted out and dealt with sufficiently, and not necessarily just by killing them. It is time to rehabilitate the planet Earth, the minds, the thoughts, the energies, the actions of all mankind, all womankind, and to put in a different platform of love that will have a chance to begin to look at new ways, new laws, a new attitude indeed of how you see this planet, of how you will utilize the resources that are there for the betterment of all, not indeed with arrogance, not thinking it all must be a power struggle, or allowing some to hold an energy of greed and manipulation over others that is harming so many, the majority, while the few benefit. No. It is time to create an energy of fairness for all, an energy of love that you hold first in your own hearts and then you allow it to spread to all, where you are starting to see that all can live a good life. All can have their needs and desires met, where you foster an environment where many are able to live and learn and grow with peace, with a sense of security. It must indeed include an energy of working together. You cannot do this depending on a few, for they have not done it throughout history, and we doubt they will do it now. So your dependence, your reliance on a few to lead you is misplaced at times, for there is still indeed that energy of corruption that has been allowed, that has been unconsciously and consciously ignored. Now, you must take your power firmly within your own hearts, your own minds and souls, and realize that it is the masses that will change this planet. It is not your leaders. You will elect different people who will, indeed, by your urging, by your demands, not violent, but by your heartfelt demands, that peace must be the only way, that you want resolution, not more bloodshed, not more wars, not violence against innocent people who are taking the brunt of the inability of a few to work out their conflicts. Enough. It has gone on for so long. The grand experiment of the Earth needs to shift now. the energies are ripe to allow a deeper spiritual mindset to take hold. Where you look around you, dear friends, and you see another human being. They may be of a different color, of a different religion, a different gender of sexuality. It does not matter. They are part of you. You are so completely connected to them. They are your brothers. They are your sisters. Will you indeed take on the responsibility of taking care of each other and no longer saying, well, that's their problem and they think differently than me anyways. That can no longer suffice. It is no longer working on this planet. There must be an energy of loving allowance for all, allowing others to grow the way they need. Now, if they are harming you, then yes, stop them. But do that even with a sense of humanitarianism. Do that with a sense of love and allowance, knowing that many who would do harm to another have been harmed themselves. They need your love and your support. Killing them will just indeed put blood on your own hands. And that never works out. Dear friends, you have an opportunity here and now to decide first within your own lives the energy of peace and how that will take hold in your own lives. Do not think that just because you are not having weapons in your hand and aiming them at another, that you are free. Nah, nah. If you are holding hate in your heart and your mind and your thoughts, if you are indeed judging others, if you are wishing ill-fated on anyone, then you are guilty as well. Clean up your own consciousness. Try to hold that very important and sacred energy of peace, of love, of harmony between all life forms, between mankind, between the leaders on this planet, between the organizations, the corporations, and let's not forget the life forms of the animals. Yes, indeed, you are creating imbalance there as well. And let us also be quite cognizant of the damage that is occurring to Mother Earth. She is not going to be able to sustain herself indefinitely if this damage is continuing to be incurred. And the bombing, the wiping out of so many of the communities is creating, yes, indeed, very detrimental effects upon the consciousness, the living consciousness of Mother Earth. You have power and control more than what you have ever been told or believed possible. Use your thoughts, use your mind, open your hearts, and realize you can change not only the world around you, but the world within you. And they are vitally connected. We do love you so much. And we are working to shift the energies right here and now as much as we possibly can to instill in each of you the responsibility you have for each other. The responsibility you have to use the creative power, to use the God-given energies that flow through you for right action for yourself and for all others. We will continue to work with you and to remind you in all ways we can. Open now to the power that lies within you and know that you can indeed create miracles in your world. You can indeed shift the energies away from warring, from violence, from killing. We urge all of you now to begin to try in new ways to do just that. Know that our love and support is always there with you. And the God energy flows through your veins to support you and to remind you as well. Go, all of you now, with a greater clarity of what is possible, of how what you hold in your minds and your hearts can and will become your future reality. God bless you.